Thanks for joining us again here on the Good Stuff program. Mike and Kim Burge along with you out of Valentine, Nebraska. And speaking of Valentine, Nebraska, I want to send out an invitation for you and yours to visit Valentine for Old West Days and the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering coming up starting this Thursday evening with the Old Time Melodrama and free poetry and music sessions, Western Art and Trade Show, featured performances with talent by David Paul, Floyd Beard, Brooke Turner, Lindy Simmons, Dave Stamey, and more. Where can you find more information? Well, go online to oldwestdays.net, and we'll see you this weekend in Valentine.
And let's talk ranching. I mean real ranching. That would be Tri-State Livestock News. If you want to keep up with latest in rural ranching, you can get a fresh copy of the Tri-State Livestock News. It's packed with everything you need in a ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News. Stay connected and celebrate the ranching life. Visit tsln.com.
Kim, what are you going to share on the good stuff for this day?
Did you happen to know today is Earth Day?
It's Earth Day, really.
It is Earth Day. It is official. And actually, a little information about Earth Day. It's an annual event. It started on April 22nd to demonstrate support for environmental protection. It was first held April 22nd, 1970. It now includes a wide range of events coordinated globally through earthday.org. And it includes a billion people in more than 193 countries.
A billion?
A billion. I just thought that was amazing. And more interesting facts, Earth Day is on April 22nd because of college schedules. The date was largely dictated by the schedules of college students that the founders were hoping to attract. April 22nd fell on a weekday during the school year, nestled between spring break and final exams, when the weather was mild enough to allow people to be outside. And another really interesting fact, the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, was created after the first Earth Day. That's what inspired it. They regulate mechanisms to protect the environment, and it was created in 1970 as a direct response to the first Earth Day. Congress formed the agency after witnessing the huge participation in Earth Day demonstrations across the country. It's amazing.
It's Earth Day, huh? Okay.
That's right. So celebrate. You know, one thing I think around our parts, it seems like people are very environmentally concerned because the land, the livestock, the wildlife,
you make your living
get back
off the
to
land.
Us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So I think we can always do one step more. So
when is Arbor Day then?
Arbor Day is the last Friday of the month of April, and so that is coming up Friday.
So make sure that you plant a tree. Well, John Smith, obvious, an alias out of Douglas, Wyoming, sent this in recently, which means within the past 10 years. Anyway, this is all tongue-in-cheek. It's fun, so I don't want to offend anybody with this, but it's kind of funny. So he was driving past the Wyoming Mental Hospital when his left rear tire suffered a flat. While Tim is changing the tire, another car goes by, running over the hubcap in which he was keeping the lug nuts. The nuts are knocked into a nearby storm drain. Tim is at a loss for what to do and is about to go call a cab when he hears a shout from behind the hospital fence, where one of the residents has been watching the whole thing. "Hey, pal, why don't you just take one lug nut off of each of the other three wheels? That'll hold your tires on until you get to his garage or something." Tim is startled by the patient's seeming rationality, but realizes the plan would work and installs the spare tire without incident. Before he leaves, though, he calls back to the patient. "You know, that was pretty sharp thinking. Why are you in there anyway?" The patient smiles and says, "Hey, I'm in here because I'm crazy. I'm not stupid." I think that was kind of a jab as well.
That's funny. I like that. Here's some important things to remember. Steal moments away with your family. And another great thing to think about is cultivating a new friendship. Spend a minute or two encouraging others and give your time to establishing a family grounded in faith. These are all good things to invest your time into.
A reminder about the Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, which is coming up shortly. May 3rd and 4th will be simulcast horse racing. May 5th, Mother's Day. All the bucking horse events then start with the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert May 15th, and then it's hot and heavy action the 16th, 17th, and 18th. Find out more by going to buckinghorsesale.com and keep listening to The Good Stuff.